You're kicking off this big season with Balanchine's Jewels.
I've wanted to do this ballet for a long, long time. In many ways, I think it captures so many different aspects of the essence of George Balanchine and his work. I mean, this is a full evening ballet with no narrative. How many of those have you seen? Very few.
And this was very innovative for the time.
For the time, it was very innovative. Back in the 1960s, I believe it was 1967. It's, you know, very, very, very simple concept. It's the ballet is inspired by three different jewels: emeralds, rubies, and diamonds. Balanchine chose three different composers to pair with each of the jewels: Fauré, Stravinsky, and Tchaikovsky. And then created three separate works in their flavor, in their in the style of movement, but then found a way to have the entire evening make sense as a full evening, and not just make sense, but it just creates a complete evening. And you know, it is beautifully costumed. There are no big lavish sets, though. There certainly aren't any moving pieces. There's no narrative, so there's no story being put forward. It is, as Mr. Balanchine did in many of his black and white ballets, it is dance and movement as a pure reflection of the music. And that's really what makes it work.
And I understand that each of the three jewels represents, well, creates different moods, as you said, and represents a different culture. That Fauré,
French elegance. Emeralds is all about French elegance and romantic French elegance, I think, in many ways. Rubies is very, the Stravinsky, it's very edgy, it's very high energy. The lines and the steps and the musicality, it's very cutting. And then diamonds is Balanchine's nod to Imperial Russia and the grand ballet that he grew up with.
So even though it's an abstract ballet, and even though there's no narrative, it's in some ways a very personal reflection of perhaps who he was.
Absolutely. I think in many ways it is. And maybe that's what he was trying to put out there. But he creates beautiful worlds in each piece.
Why did you choose it to kick off your new season?
Well, for a couple of reasons. I wanted to, I certainly wanted to honor George Balanchine. He played such an important role in this art form, such a genius and such an innovative man. But he played a very, very important role in the founding of Pennsylvania Ballet. And he was very helpful to Barbara Weisberger, our founder, in the early years of the company, and giving her his ballets, giving Pennsylvania Ballet his ballets to dance. I mean, it didn't get any better than that. So he was very generous in that way. There was a point in time, maybe first or second year that the company existed, where he was actually listed as an artistic advisor for the company. So he would come down and he would work with the dancers and rehearse the dancers. After that, for the rest of his life, he was always very, very supportive of Barbara and the company. And after Mr. Balanchine passed, to this day, we have remained very close to his work. And his work has always been a cornerstone, really. I look at it as a cornerstone of our repertoire. We have a huge number of his ballets in our rep. I don't even know what the total tally is. So we had never done this before, so I wanted to do something new. And I thought, you know, it's 50 years. We might as well do something on a pretty grand scale. It just felt like the right time.
Do you know why he had such a close affinity for Pennsylvania Ballet?
Well, he and Barbara Weisberger were very close. Barbara was a young student of his at the School of American Ballet in New York. I was just speaking to her the other day, and she was talking about, as an 8-year-old, sitting under the piano in the studios in New York and watching Mr. Balanchine choreograph Serenade, which, of course, is also part of our season, you know, maybe one of the most remarkable ballets ever created. And all of these years later, it's still in the repertoires of most major companies around the world. So he knew Barbara as a young student. He really wanted to see ballet as an art form expand beyond New York City in this country. I mean, New York City was the dance capital of the world. And, you know, there was this vast country out there that, for the most part, did not have a lot of classical ballet, certainly not fully formed companies. So he was instrumental in working with the Ford Foundation to create some funds to make this happen. They chose a number of cities around the country. Philadelphia is one of those cities, and I don't know what came first. I don't know if he chose Philadelphia first or if he chose Barbara Weisberger first, but obviously they had to go together. And he told Barbara that she had to do this.
I guess you think about this all the time, but on your 50th anniversary, maybe you think about it especially if you're reflecting on where you've been, where you've come, how the art form is changing. It's a very, like the orchestra, like opera, it's a very traditional art form, but it's constantly changing because of the people who are in it. Do you see it changing, and in what way?
We closed last season with a major work by William Forsythe, who is, for the last 20-plus years, has been one of the most innovative choreographers working in the world. And we performed his Artifact Suite, which is a full company work. It's a full company work, and it was also about 25 years old. And you looked at this thing, and you said, my gosh, this could have been done yesterday, because it's very contemporary. He plays with balance, and he plays with weight change, and again, it's not your traditional classical upright ballet. But he was also, in talking to him, I mean, he was also an incredible admirer of George Balanchine as a choreographer. And he spoke at length about that at various times. And you watch this work, and you see the influences of Balanchine. You see little references to various works. Oh, that's Concerto Barocco. Oh, that's Serenade. Oh, that. So he brought a completely different perspective to that movement, but it was absolutely inspired by that original movement in Serenade. And Balanchine did the same thing in his day, breaking from his Russian roots. I mean, he did the same exact thing.
And this work in particular that you're opening with illustrates a kind of innovative style and an openness to innovation and a combination of tradition and innovation.
Absolutely. All of those things. It really covers all of those things.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.